Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Let's face it, big ideas are a dime a dozen. Everybody's got them, everybody's talking about them. That's why I like these small hinges so much. So the big question, how do we position these tiny things that pack such a big punch? The key is in the setup. There has to be a broader context. How do we create that? Here are my two favorite ideas. First, you gotta have what I call the twist, a small distinction that redefines the status quo. Include some history or broad context, but then go tiny. I've talked about the twist before. A great example in the post is about the filibuster. So before you identify the small hinge, you have to redefine how people see the situation. And I'll go one step further. If you can't redefine the situation, you are probably mistaking a handy tool for a small hinge. So be sure you indeed have something that will change everything. It is an issue of degree here. Second, link to a bigger question or issue. Again, I noted this in the blog post, so let's drill down here. And I'm going to use a very controversial political example, the Republican Party's response to the January 6th insurrection. It's easy to look at this and say, oh my God, they've gone radical. But wait, what if this response was a mere political survival? What if there's another story? Changing the question is a great way to set up a small hinge, because when we create curiosity, we open the door to looking at something small yet hidden in plain sight. Small hinges are tricky because we just can't come out and say, hey, look at this right here. We need to distinguish their importance so they are not compared with another handy tool which, again, are ubiquitous out there. Set this up right, and folks will know you have something unique to share. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.